Hello and welcome to the All Range Mode podcast. This is episode 66. My name is Joe.
I'm TJ.
I'm Chad.
Is it Timmy?
And I'm your buddy Danny.
Welcome to the
show!
How's it going, everybody? It's like we said, it's Dan's birthday.
Yay.
Yay for me.
Yep.
So it might be a bit of a quick episode.
Probably not.
We want to get out of here. Got some console wars. We also have a full review for Wolfenstein The New Order.
Yeah.
We played it on Xbone.
Yeah, I got that shit in my Xbox right now.
Thanks, James, from and, Wolfenstein International Corporation.
And a special contest later on the show for our loyal listeners. So let's start with console wars then.
Yeah.
Console wars!
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. Poisonous gases, and we poison their asses.
Okay, I'm going to foreshadow the winner of this week's console wars and say that it's going to be Microsoft.
Yeah, they had a good week.
Big week. Huge!
Yeah.
Copying all of Sony's ideas, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Officially announce them, though. We'll see.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, they said they'd never do it. It's never going to happen. Kinect.
They couldn't do it, they said.
Yeah, couldn't. It's impossible.
It's integral.
Yeah, we built the operating system around Kinect. It's out! $3.99
nope.
In June. Goodbye.
The day of their conference.
Yeah. Here it is now. Imagine it was $2.99.
I want the branding.
No way.
The branding on the actual games better without Kinect. Would just be amazing if they...
Yeah.
If they,
yeah, right. Like, we'll ever see that.
They are better without Kinect.
I agree. Nobody wants to play their games with Kinect, but... With the user interface, I think Kinect is pretty awesome. If it works.
Right bumper.
Everybody, you guys always come over and scream commands at my Xbox and nothing ever works.
I tried to turn that fucking thing on for 10 minutes today.
Xbox on never works for me. It here or there. But everything else. Did it just turn on?
Fuck off.
Never works.
All right, redacted. So it worked.
I am away, Danny.
Instant redacted.
But generally, like, if Jess and I are watching Netflix, it doesn't fail. It always works.
What the heck?
It's awful.
The appealing part to Halo 4 was that it was the fish-out-of-water type scenario where he wasn't just versus the Covenant again. You know, the same story that we had with the first trilogy, right? Halo 4 was just the fourth part of that story.
You're discovering kinda, the Prometheans?
Yeah, I was looking forward to the new...
It was cool.
A new, like, okay, he's a one-off character. He's essentially Superman on this new planet. Like, he's a all-powerful hero. Well,
maybe he's going nuts.
Yeah, I mean, that would be cool. So, like, that's what I'm saying. I'm opening this up to creative input. Like, why would there be another Spartan? I'm not saying, like, this is stupid, doesn't make sense. I'm saying, what do you guys think about that? Why would there be other Spartans on this planet? What do you think the story might be?
Well, if they could build more Spartans to help the fight against the Covenant. Actually, the Covenant...
But not Reach.
The Covenant even started helping them. They were fighting against the Prometheans.
Yeah.
The Covenant was helping them sometimes, too, with the Flood, though. They
kind
of stopped fighting each other.
Let's be honest... Spartans, or like the entire Halo story, is fucking confusing.
Oh, yeah.
It bounces everywhere.
Yeah. I love it.
Different timelines.
343 promised the new trilogy, and it seems like we're just getting, you know, biannual releases of a new Halo that's just like the
whoa,
old
whoa,
Halo.
Whoa. Biannual?
Every 2 years. Well, it's been a while, eh?
Yeah.
Now.
It'll be 2 years this fall.
Well, I mean, like, on previous gen, it has been 2 years.
I think
but it comes out next November, or next...
Yeah,
so
it's 2015.
What I meant to say was, like, we were on that trend, and now that they have to up for the next gen, it has been a little longer development cycle, but it just seems like more Halo.
Halo 1 was on the original Xbox. Halo 2 was the first one for 360. Halo 3 was...
Halo 2 was Xbox.
Was it?
Halo
oh my god, Halo 3 was
what
the first one. Halo 3 was the first one for 360.
TJ, what's Dan saying right now?
And then ODST and Reach were not full games. ODST.
I'd say Reach was a full game.
Reach was,
it
was a full game because it had,
used same engines. You know what I mean? It was the Halo 3 engine.
I love Reach.
I thought it was a great game too.
People disagree with that.
I love every Halo campaign when I play through it the first time, and then when I have time to think about it, I'm like, game sucked.
I thought Halo 4's campaign was awesome.
That was pretty dope.
I was looking forward to Halo 4 being a next gen Metroid game. but it wasn't.
It will never go that way.
No, it's not that at all.
Exploring a new planet and all that shit.
Well, maybe in the...
Well, because it was the Metroid Prime team, like, it seemed like.
But that's just not the Halo game.
Yeah.
Spoiled it.
What's up?
Maybe. With the new announcement, the last announcement of the week, that Halo 5, or what? Halo, the Master Chief Collection.
Like, I can't say it! That's a rumor.
That's a rumor.
It's confirmed, baby.
It's not like confirmed.
It's confirmed.
It's a fucking rumor. Show me confirmed.
Halo, the Master Chief Collection. Halos 1 through 4.
Rumor.
Xbox One.
Rumor.
Confirmed.
Rumor.
By who?
Confirmed by 346.
Rumored.
Three, four, six
industry.
Honestly, if that Same happens, I'm happy with that. I'll place
the bet. All of them again. $10.
I know what's going to happen. It's just not
you guys actually want that?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll buy an Xbox One for that.
I don't care about Halo 1 Anniversary. I've already played through it. But 2, 3, and 4 all upgraded? Absolutely. 4 will look
sick. Here's what I was pondering all morning.
I ponder.
How are they going to do the multiplayer?
Who knows?
Are they going to have like the culmination of all the maps from all the games?
Probably best of.
With like different variants?
Best of.
Best of like Blood Gulch Halo 1. I want the variant of the actual Halo 1 pistol.
No.
You'll be paying extra for the maps that you want.
I just wish they would just do Halo 2. Like, I don't want the other ones.
I want 3 and 4, absolutely. If it's all bundled together, sweet. $60 or $70.
Like, what are they going to do with 4? It's up to resolution. Like, they're not going to change anything.
It's
still fine.
It's something to play and...
Yeah.
Whatever.
And give me new Chivos for it.
Ain't that right?
But I want that Halo 2. That sword.
Honestly, if that does happen, that's the biggest compilation of a triple A title ever.
If they remake the maps so they all look the same. It's like if you play Blood Gulch and it actually looks like the Halo 4 engine Blood Gulch.
It'd look better.
I don't think they could redo all those games in that short amount of time.
Well, one's done.
That's crap.
It is crap, but who cares?
Jump 50 feet. Oh, so bad.
I mean, from
I cannot
feet.
Wait
you played it?
To play it.
Yeah, it's I played it. It's play. Halo 1.
It sucks. It didn't age well.
What else you got?
You didn't play Halo, though.
I played the shit out of Halo 2.
Halo multiplayer.
Well, I beat it once.
Alright, so... Watch Dogs.
Cancel.
I think it was on Sony's website that they had it listed at 1080p, 60 frames per second.
And then
for like 2 weeks, and they just deleted it.
And that was a lie.
Before Ubisoft came out and said
they redacted it.
Yeah, said it's 900p, 30 frames a second.
I'm with that.
You know what? I'm so tired of this conversation. How many fucking frames and bits and all that shit?
The frames per second matters.
I know, but I'm tired of that.
Like a nut.
I'm just tired of seeing those headlines, man.
One nut.
60 frames is so good.
Also, the Watch Dogs Media Blitz has been annoying.
Yeah.
For the last fucking 6 months.
The top 5 things you can do in Watch Dogs without spoilers. I don't care.
I'm buying into it because I'm excited for the game. You guys are just hating it before it's even released.
I want the game.
So you're in annoyed. My face, man.
I feel like every time they show...
Yeah, that's called marketing.
Every time they show the protagonist...
I called it a media blitz. I know what marketing is. I'm saying it's a little excessive.
Like every time they
Watch
show...
Watch Dogs.
No worse than Call of Duty. No worse than Battlefield. No worse than anything else that's been released.
I'm not saying it's the worst ever. I'm just saying I don't like it. This guy talks about Chicago. He did the art
for
Watch Dogs.
Simple as this. Don't watch that video.
A smooth game.
I'm not watching it, but they're blasting my fucking... my pod. Every time I'm looking at a video, I gotta see a Watch Dogs fucking bullshit.
I feel like every time there's a headline on Watch Dogs, it's the guy holding the gun... pointing
or
the gun,
face.
And it looks worse and worse as it gets closer to release. I swear to Dan, come
on! I can't wait for you guys to eat your words.
You know what, though? The video, the newest video did look pretty cool.
3.6.
What do you actually think? I want you to give me an honest prediction. Don't be a fucking retard.
8.7.
IGN's giving it...
8.7.
8.9.
Not just under a 9?
Every other person is giving it 7.5.
7.5. You think it's going to be like a 75 on Metacritic?
Yeah.
What did they give Second Son?
9.
No. Well, who?
It'll take Second
IGN?
Son. Yeah, IGN.
I think IGN gave
8.5.
Hey, I'll throw my hat in.
8.5 or 8.7?
Oh, okay.
I'll throw my hat in 8.6.
75 Metacritic, though, is pretty damn good because you got a lot of people just voting it down.
That's not how Metacritic works.
Metacritic is...
it goes by critics.
Oh, you're talking about the critics side of it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Read reviews, Tim.
Read reviews, Tim? Are retarded.
Not always. You sometimes get the truth with those.
Always. They are all bad.
I play it as stupid. Zero.
Not those ones.
You know what? Reader reviews, are, it's like as if they took our reviews and put them on Metacritic.
It's getting a 9. It's getting a 9 across the board. You're going to see a lot of 9s.
A lot of 9s?
Absolutely.
I tried to play Mario on my Xbox. You know,
Dave's always right with this. He's going to hate it.
Hey, big win from Mario Kart. Got a 9. Pretty excited for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting that. Absolutely. That's on a Friday. What's with the Friday releases?
Nintendo's always Friday or
That's
Sunday.
Smart. Hey, I'll play it over the weekend when I have off.
I wish everyone would do it. Tuesday. But, I don't know, they break suit. And we're going away that weekend, so.
Yeah, stop playing once. Are we?
Yeah.
No, it's the weekend after.
We're getting... Nope. We'll be back.
We're going next weekend. I'm mistaken. We're 8, back.
8-2-4.
Wa-bam!
So is that it for your Watch Dogs point that you were making?
Yeah.
What was your point? The frame rate.
Yeah, 1080p, 30 frames per second on Xbox One. 900p, 30 frames.
I'm getting mine on PS4.
It's going to be the exact same.
Yeah, you're not going to notice a single difference.
Better Rock Connect.
I'd rather they dropped it down to like 720 on PS4 and gave us a 60 frames.
Yeah, that'd have been a dope bit.
It's dope.
People seem to care about resolution more than frames per second. It's retarded.
All right, TJ's ultimate dreams.
Hmm. Realized.
Realized.
Oh, yes.
Far Cry.
A big win for TJ.
I took so much shit for this.
TJ, seriously? It's been like, come on.
Well, no, his most anticipated games of the year, it was Fallout 4 and Far Cry 4, and we all laughed.
Yeah. Watch this happen.
You all thought I was mad.
I laughed, too, because I was like, I knew it was like,
this is gonna happen in 10 years.
No hope for it to happen
Fallout
this year.
Fallout 4 probably will get it officially announced at E3 this year, but not released. The fact that Far Cry is being released, and they have an official release date, is blowing my mind.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bit worried
day
about that.
Day after my B-day.
You know what? Ayo. If I get it like first quarter, like it's still earlier than I expected, realistically.
Yeah. To be delayed as well. Yeah, that
it's
going to
get delayed.
It is not coming out this year. Against Destiny?
Destiny September. That's months ahead of time.
Yeah.
What is Ubisoft doing that they have so many resources at hand?
Ubisoft.
Ubi. I'm saying Ubi.
I don't know. But yeah, they churn out games like... They have too many games.
Who?
There's so many.
I don't know. I like them.
What do they have?
They have 26
Assassin's Creed.
Watch Dogs was delayed just because of Assassin's Creed. And they have another Assassin's Creed.
Watch Dogs was not delayed because of Assassin's Creed.
They said they had to pick one. They didn't want to release them against each other.
They also wanted to polish the shit out of it.
Yeah, looks like.
Give an opportunity.
Don't say looks like. You've seen nothing.
They anti-polished it.
Oh my god, you guys are going to eat your fucking words and I can't wait. This game's going to be so good. And you're going to sit there play your Mario Kart while I'm having a great time.
You're buying that cartoon.
You have a great time in every game.
8.6.
Every game!
Do your Wolfenstein review right now. It's going to
end. Is it time to jump into the Wolfenstein
it's
review?
Time.
Right. Is it? All right, we got a full review for Wolfenstein coming up.
First one.
Happy birthday, Dan.
Da-da birthday to me.
Cast a dream I fell. Comfort takes the description it stands.
So I got Wolfenstein
from James.
Is it the New Order?
The New Order.
The New Order. We made a mistake earlier. We put a New Order.
TheNewOrder.com sent us a review copy.
The New Order.
Yeah, the New Order Studios, who made
James.
What's
James?
That guy? Yeah, James.
James did. Yeah, we're going too far with this. I got to play it. I played... I think I've got to be close to the end of the game. Based on where I'm at, I can't say where I'm at because it'll spoil it.
How bad is it?
How many hours have you put into this thing?
That's a good question, Tim.
Five?
Okay.
Five or six.
Sounds short, then.
That's about... Is there multiplayer?
No.
Well, see, they really focus on the single player.
Tell the listeners about the gate you had to cross.
Oh, boy.
In order to play.
Okay, so with Xbox One, having to install all of your games before you can even start to play them is quite annoying. And I got to 34%. It took about 10 minutes. And it would... it just said download stopped. And I'd be like, well, what the hell is this? So I look into it. And it's telling me to check my connection. My connection's fine. So I uninstall it. Try install it again. Same thing. Gets exact number, 34%.
Apparently James didn't let Microsoft know that he was officially going to send...
So I'm assuming there's a day one update allowing you to play it.
Big Brother was watching. Let's get to the root of this. Big Brother was watching you.
So what it does when you're installing is the Xbox does updates, like a day one update and installs the game at the exact same time without telling you what it's doing to try and, I guess, to try and save time, which is doesn't do. So I had to do it offline and try four times to install this game to start to play it, which took an hour at least.
Think about this. You're trying to install a game before launch.
Yeah.
The Kinect snaps a screenshot of you pissed off at your TV. And then and some guy in an office is just like, "Oh, why does they already backtracked on this? Why am I still getting these images of people trying to steal games?"
Yeah.
Just like, I'm not stealing games. It's fucking HAL 9000 staring at you. Just staring at how mad you are. Like, just, no, do not download.
I don't think
you're just pissed. It is, takes a snapshot of you. I can't let you do that, Dan.
It's kind of a cool thing for the studio, because like, if you need that day one patch in order for the game to actually be playable, or like they release it and it's like, oh shit, I wish we would have upgraded the textures. The
whole textures,
just my god.
How much did they pay you?
No, I'm just saying. Like,
you defend
like,
the Kinect.
No, I'm not defending
it's
the Kinect.
It's not even the Kinect. It has absolutely nothing to do with the Kinect.
I'm just saying, it's the Big Brother that they
it
built
has to do
into
with the
architecture.
The barcode of reading it, like, hey, this is before release date. You can't play this yet.
Yeah, well, the child is on the internet. Just denied all games?
Yes.
Imagine, so, okay, let's say they didn't backtrack, and this is how the fucking environment actually was. This is how gaming was now.
And like, you couldn't play offline.
We try and bring a fucking game to Tim's cottage, just like you can't do it. Like,
thank you, Sony.
Yeah, thanks, Sony. That's good point. But anyway, go on, finish your story.
Either way,
you're at three or four times trying to install it.
Yeah. My frustrations with installation have nothing to do with the game. I can't.
What was the trigger that finally allowed you to
offline,
install the whole game?
I took my console
offline.
Well,
that's what I tried doing. It was installing, and it recognized that there should be a patch.
That's what it's doing.
So,
like I said, it installs
freeze.
The game and downloads day one updates at the same time.
And
so what I had to do was take it offline so that it would just install and not worry about doing any updates.
That's pretty high
so
tech.
I have to play offline at all times.
Yeah, or that else. Is hack extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously good hacking
skills.
Put some
glasses on.
Do you remember the movie Hackers?
No. Never played it. Never
it was about
it.
You.
Oh, was it? Okay, so the game starts off incredibly weak. Like, I hated it. I played for probably a half an hour and had all intentions of never playing it again. And this is with me being, like, dying for something new to play. It was just horrible. So
what was bad about it?
I'll get into it. It's like, you start off and you're in trenches. Well. The graphics are they're not impressive whatsoever.
Okay.
You start off in the trenches. It's just like, it feels like a Quake or a Doom kind of game because, you know, it is. But it feels like that. And it was just stupid guns with no explanation of what they are or why you're using them. Just shooting Nazis in the face in trenches. And I was like, this sucks. Ass. No, there's no waypoint. There's really no way to know what you're doing. You're just playing.
Okay.
So it starts off so incredibly weak. And then you get to a point where...
Yeah, and the prompt is like, find a way out.
Yeah, that's it. It gives you one sentence of what you're supposed to be doing. Figure it out.
So it's very 90s and
generally the game
2014.
It isn't. The game, it's linear in a sense, but what it'll do, it'll give you multiple paths to go that will eventually lead to one choke point. And to get all collectibles and stuff, you're going to want to do all of those paths, like backtrack a little bit or make your way back up, which I don't mind doing. I kind of had
fun. Is that solely for Chivos?
Yeah.
Okay.
But which adds longevity to games, and I don't mind doing that.
I don't mind
either.
It's what we've been reduced to. I mean, you used to get alternate like loadouts and alternate costumes and shit for that kind of stuff. Now it's just, we'll
and
recognize
the
fact.
The graphics
used to be good.
They used to be a lot better.
Well, the whole premise of this game is the Nazis won World War II instead of the United States. And
which is a really cool concept.
It is a cool concept. And the world is just controlled completely by Nazis. And it seems like shit. But when the game starts off, it's still in World War II. And you are playing as the same guy you play as in the other games. Blazkowicz.
Yeah.
And he gets injured in an explosion. And then you end up going to like an insane asylum for 14 years.
God, Dan's IMDb.
No, this is it. I'm just explaining the game. This is all in the beginning of the game. And then while you're out of it, while he's out of it for the 14 years, is when the Germans have won the war and everything's changed. So when you come back, you're essentially finding a small resistance and helping.
Are you the same age?
No.
You're still built as fuck.
He looks the exact same. It doesn't even make sense. Like, it's so retarded. But I they're very, very
you
self-aware.
You wake up after being bedridden for 14 years.
Yeah,
he's
a vegetable.
Monster.
He's a straight up vegetable. For 14 years straight. He's a vegetable. Like he's being fed. He just sits in front of a window, and it does like a montage of the seasons changing. He just sits in front of a window,
is there something
getting
that cracks
stronger and stronger.
Yeah, no words are at all.
It's
and
a video game voice.
The Nazis come in and like pretty much clean this place out and like kill everybody except for one nurse.
I imagine we've just now gotten to the point, like the first sentence of the actual IMDb style synopsis is like 14 years after.
Yeah.
So we're just getting to that first sentence.
Well, would you like to have
a little... I like
no, I do like it too.
Yeah, we could go to...
Do
not
you
IMDb,
paragraph?
But we could go
no,
to
not,
IGN for the synopsis.
Listen,
right?
I'm not saying... I'm not trying to take a stab at you. I'm just saying, like, it's now...
I like that we do it. I like the Dan synopsis.
So...
the Danopsis.
So, what happens is, like, one day, one key point where...
So you shoot a guy.
He has to wake up. Like, he has to snap out of it, and of course he does, and he's perfectly fine. He can talk,
who
he can run,
I?
He can jump, he's shooting, he can kill people.
Or...
Perfect. And it doesn't make any sense, but it's very self-aware. It's over the top, stupid, but it's kind of fun.
It's Duke Nukem.
You did mention self-aware, and that's actually one of the things I liked about the game, is that it's constantly nodding back to the Wolf 3D stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's
short
a
form?
Spoiler, there's a pretty cool Easter egg in there that was awesome for all of us. But, like, even selecting the difficulty level... You know,
changes
in the original game, it changes his face.
Oh,
it
does that?
Yeah,
it totally
Ooh.
Does that. And they did their best to make the character model look like that fucking 8-bit, that face from the original. That's
they,
all you
they
got.
Did, they
the
did a good job
of
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
Daddy
cool.
Like.
So I don't think it's taking itself very seriously, and that's why it kind of gets a pass on certain things.
Yeah.
But
at 20 frames per second.
Yeah.
I don't know. 300p. There's shooting sections in the game. Which are I find very fun because the guns are generally over the top and they're pretty fun to play with. You blow guys into bits and that's
you see
fun.
Bits?
Yeah.
I didn't see bits.
Because every fucking level that I tried to show you guys ended up being a stealth level. And those are horrible. They're horrible.
Yeah.
So you chose like, what,
three.
Four?
Three. And they all just by chance ended up being stealth levels.
It's about a third of the game, I'd say.
Yeah, it's almost...
A third of the game is
the way
stealth?
It breaks up is
I don't
there's
get it.
Like, well you're creeping around stabbing guys in the head.
That's not
let's talk about how Wolfens. Let's talk about the enemy AI.
We should clarify that this game before we move on to AI. We should clarify that this game looks bad even for a 360 game.
No, it doesn't.
The,
I disagree with that.
The way the models move and all that stuff. It's pretty bad.
TG, I seen somebody walk through a door. His hips. Hips and legs, hips and legs turned,
and his
completely 90
chest
degrees
the same way.
While his chest was going one way, and they went.
They were like, follow up.
Hey, don't get the
is that not how you walk the doorways?
Oh god, it hurt to do.
I didn't see a lot of character models.
The AI when you're doing the stealth missions, I think they tweak it. They must because you can kill a guy and there'll be someone looking at you 15 feet away. Like I'm not even exaggerating, 15 feet away. You'll stab someone in front of him. And he'll just continue on his path.
5 feet.
The AI in the Easter egg is more responsive than in the actual game.
That's bad. The AI, while you're having gun battles in the areas, they're amazing. Like, they will flank you. It's tough. I've died a lot.
Oh, so you're saying it might be different if you're
that's what I'm saying.
Stealth mission?
The stealth mission areas are different.
Because you only have a knife?
Yeah.
I found that the melee and the shooting was completely unappealing. Like, it's just...
The shooting's fun. The game gets much better as time goes on, I can assure you that. The beginning of it, I hated it. And as I got a couple hours in, it starts to get some legs.
Do you agree that the melee is awful?
Yes.
Yeah.
The game is not a good game. Bad. I'm by no means saying this is a good game. You should not buy it. If you want to rent it and you have nothing else to do, by all means, have fun.
What is his Dan's rating?
I'm giving it a 2.5.
Oh, shit.
2.5.
That's out of the bag.
That's it. There's not much else to go into without spoiling things.
I have some more points.
Well, tell us about the multiplayer.
There is none.
Oh.
Okay. There's not even a choice in the menu?
Yeah.
Which
is kind of mind-blowing for a game like this.
Maybe you need that day one update.
A game that's over in 5 hours?
Yeah.
They
Six?
Said...
It takes a few hours
they
to pick
said
up.
Online that... They said online that if you do everything, get all collectibles and stuff, the game is 20 hours in length.
Yeah,
with...
If you're IGN.
With... Yeah, if you're terrible at games. With,
We went back and we played
reasons,
it.
Reasons to play the game again. There's choices in the game that branch...
Does that
story?
Include playing
who
at every different difficulty level?
Is it who gives a shit?
There's two animals.
I want to choose Kruger instead of Schweinhausen.
You have
as my sidekick.
You have a guy who will be with you pretty much through the whole game in your resistance.
Schweinhausen.
At the beginning of the game, and he's a big character. At least he is for me. And you have a choice for him to die or someone else to die at the beginning. So
it probably won't change affect much at all.
It won't.
Krueger or Schweinhausen.
Sorry.
I forget their names.
With games like this that clearly aren't like the AAA big hitters that everyone always looks forward to, right?
AAA.
Like, no,
Bethesda produced.
It's under the blanket. It's under the facade of what a AAA title should be, and maybe it has the same presence as far as like its space on online and all that stuff as far as marketing.
Yeah.
But it's not, right? Like, everyone building this game knows, like, you said it yourself. Like, isn't there testers? Isn't there testers out there that are going to be aware of this kind of stuff? And the fact of the matter is, there's just going to be teams with less resources, and they've still got to put out games, right? Like,
they do have the resources. They have squandered them.
Squander?
Anyway, all I'm saying is like, the fact that, first of all, why does this game exist? Like, why did they get a team together and put this game together? Did they think that...
We need a new Wolfenstein. Right now is the time to release a new Wolfenstein game?
I don't understand. Like, there's obviously... they have to continue to try and generate profit, right? Like, are they going to...
Wolfenstein, like, is this going to be successful? Doesn't carry any weight. That brand does not carry.
Well, exactly. It lives and dies.
It does
and
it doesn't.
Why does this game exist?
PC games? Like, PC gamers... They don't even like it. They'll fight Doom and Wolfenstein... And all these games from the 80s, 90s.
They're all fucking bad.
They fight them to the death saying that they're good. Good.
What was that? Wolfenstein 3D defined... 3D. Defined a lot of the like first-person shooter mechanics we have today. Like, that's why it was important. And
it was also a racy game where you're seeing, like... Wasn't Jesus on, like, a cross on a wall or something?
Quake.
Was it Quake?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's that. Yeah. And then there's this one with, like, Hitler and all this shit. Like, that was, like, racy stuff for video games back then.
Not to mention the gore.
Yeah, and the gore, but this is not new anymore. It's been pushed so far that it's completely irrelevant. Like, with Duke Nukem back in the day saying, like, I'm ready to kick some ass and chew bubblegum and I'm all let it go.
Square nipples?
That's fucking terrible!
But what I'm saying.
In,
like,
the 80s, someone, or the early 90s, someone hears the word ass in a video game and it's like, whoa, they're getting away with this now?
I'm saying it's obvious that they don't have the resources of a AAA team, but they still... put this under that AAA umbrella, right? And I don't think that's
I don't think this is AAA in the least.
But then why does it cost $60? That's the point I'm getting at. Like, not only, like, A, why does this game exist, but why is the price point? Like, do you think if a game came out, it looked like that, and it was only $30, that anybody would care? Like, the idea of charging the same amount gives it that integrity? Like, I don't know if that place can exist for B-level games, where, yeah, these games aren't as good, but we're not charging $15 for it. It's got to be somewhere in between.
The only difference is everyone's going to release their games at the same price. That you can't say, we're very well aware that our game is not as good as Mass Effect.
It's up to the
we can't charge the same thing. What happens is they get just a shorter amount of time before they get discounted prices and thrown into the fucking bulk bin.
Yeah, I suppose. Yep. Game will come out just for window shoppers. Like, oh, what came out this month?
Yeah, there's a bunch of fucking Smoke the Lasers people who will come out and be like, oh, a new game.
The new Wolfenstein is out.
There's a guy at my work who's like, sweet, there's a new Wolfenstein game. I'm going to buy that. I was like, why?
You're an idiot.
Because Wolfenstein's
Look
sweet.
On the internet for a second.
I have one closing thing. And I don't.
I got one closing thing, too.
I suppose it's not only Wolfenstein that is... responsible for this, but the hands in my face part of first person shooting needs to go away.
What's he saying?
What?
Every first person shooter, you've got hands up like this now. Like, it's just, it doesn't make any sense.
With the knives?
Everything. Like, they're always constantly, like, I notice when you're jumping, like, the camera will shake and then you'll see a hand on the floor.
Are you saying Mirror's Edge isn't that good?
It's trying to immerse you, though.
You're saying Mirror's Edge?
Mirror's Edge, you see your hands come up like this.
Okay.
You look down, you see your legs, you see your feet.
The hands you're seeing are basically a lot of...
When it's done right, it has to be in there.
But, like...
It's your HUD now.
When you're floating hands.
It's this standard thing where, okay, well, you know, like, we have to have fucking hands in front of the screen on every single fucking first-person shooter. I just don't like it.
Halo 1 rendered your entire body. Halo 1.
You can see his...
I love that.
You can see his feet.
Look down,
you
see your toes.
His legs, too, a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, that was 11 years ago or 12 years ago. Wolfenstein can't even do it. You're still floating hands.
They
actually
can't
didn't
do it.
Look.
They just don't, because it's a lot of them see as like waste resources.
Yeah, and you kept mentioning that it was like a Unreal game,
It looks like an Unreal Engine 3.
I thought Source. This thing screams of Source Engine. The fact that you are a floating camera. Source is everything.
Source is very floaty.
The mechs looked very Half-Life. Like, everything looked Half-Life in this game, I thought.
Titanfall, though.
I don't know. I can't even
say that. The mech looked exactly like Titanfall.
Based on my... sorry, Chad. Based on my limited experience with the game, and it's a 1 at best out of 5.
I'll give it more than that.
It's worth a play. If you have nothing to play... And
that AI is
it worth $60 to play? You got it for free. Is it worth $60?
Rent it. Why do you have to fucking buy it? Rent it.
Okay, this is a situation that happened today. Dan was in a stealth mission. Dan was in a stealth mission. There were 4 people trying to fight him. He killed one in the stairway. The other 3 were filing in line behind each guy, going, walking up to him, going.
They walk so slowly.
And then
slowly.
It was like, okay, now he's up there. Activate. Attack animation. So it was like that one started to attack, and it was the same stab animation that we have on the
Facebook.
And
it's not impressive.
And there was one guy that was just stuck at the bottom of the stairwell, just looking up at you, going.
Yeah, there was probably
staring dead stare. Just
20 seconds. I waited for this character model to come after me.
Dan's like, all right, I'll go back up the stairs.
Well, I'm gonna go upstairs and I'll find something to kill you better with than this stupid knife.
They're just staying true to the original Wolfenstein, obviously.
But the original Wolfenstein, I mean, the Easter egg.
I'm just kidding.
Spoiler alert.
But what I'm saying is they're keeping
Least in the original Wolfenstein, they at least try to open the door and come after you. Like, this guy just stood there.
He stood at the bottom of the stairs. Worse AI than 20 years ago.
Is it better than, what? Who's there?
No, it was exactly who's there. There's nobody.
He said
Dan
that.
You can stick your head through a window.
No, I did that. You stick your head through a window. The guy sees you and you back out. And
he's gone now. He's just there.
Yeah.
Here's Jimmy. Silence. That guy owed me some money.
It doesn't even trigger a who's there. It's just silence. You open the window, he looks at you.
Give it your star rating.
But yeah, the thing I said about this is that I didn't even know it was coming out. And when a big game like this is released and I don't know that it's coming out, or like we...
Well, you should have known.
Did you guys know it was coming out?
I knew it was coming out.
I didn't know the release date. I didn't know the exact date.
I knew it was coming, but yeah, like I'm not anticipated. There's no news. There's nothing telling me that it's
coming
out.
That's saying something, because we're all dying for something to play.
Like, I go into work and James sent me a fucking copy of it. Like, wow, I thought this was like 6 months out.
I'm knee deep in games right now.
Please. And it's there. I'm like, obviously it's going to be bad. Happy birthday, Dan.
Yay. I was like, sweet, I got something to try tonight. And I don't know.
I don't want to give it a review. I imagine. I just say don't play it.
IGN's going to give this game probably a 7.
I was going to get a 6.5, I was going to say.
It'll probably get a little higher than that. 7. It gets better, like I said. As the game goes on, you do, I don't know, have a little more fun with it when you can upgrade your character and get better guns.
So let's compare it to Thief, since those are both two giant disappointments.
I actually thought of Thief a lot about that when I was playing this.
So this is probably like, what, a step above Thief, I'm getting?
You can see your legs in Thief, right?
Thief is a really mixed review game.
Yeah?
Like, there's Thief a lot of terrible. Bad, but there's a lot
well,
of decent.
In this room, there's a lot of bad, so no good.
They're all bad.
I don't think we really have anything else much to say without just repeating ourselves. So 2.5 for me. I'm the one who played it the most.
All Range One says don't play it.
I almost gave it a 3.
Or rental.
But...
Or rent it and take it
2.5 for me is straight up take it or leave it.
And depending on how many Meow Meow Beans Dan has, that will push his rating one way or the other.
That's true.
I still don't understand what that means.
All right, coming up next.
Spoon Tunes.
Step to my groove. Move like this when we shoot the gift. Of course it's ruthless. Grab the mic with no excuses in a sec. Grab the tech, salute this. Executing, shaking all sets. And now I'm breaking all hex. I'm taking all bets. Move on best. Who won't the draw next? You won't stink. We got the bigger bank.
We had so much fun playing Spoon Tune the other week. That's, we're playing it again.
Spoon Tune?
If any get through and nobody on the panel here can guess the tune, it goes out to Facebook and the first person to guess it will win a copy of You're in the Movies. Chad has offered his copy of You're in the Movies for PlayStation 1.
Mine years ago. It's
theirs. I have it.
Oh,
it's mine.
What?
I think we had that place months ago.
Yeah. What system is it for?
Xbox 360.
Nice.
If you don't have the Xbox camera. You can't play it.
Yeah, you have to
find... not the Kinect, the camera that was released 14 years ago.
We should do the point thing more.
Oh, shit. Okay, so I'm going up. points. What are you talking about?
Like, we get them like a $20 Xbox Live card or a $20 PS4.
Oh, no. This has been like a meta joke.
Cut that out.
Since the beginning. We're not giving them anything of value. That's the idea. It's a meta joke since the beginning.
Shouldn't we reward the listener, though, instead of giving
them... Yeah, we're rewarding him with your in the movies.
Okay, I'm going first.
The instruction book, at least? Note section.
Here we go.
Okay, so I'm going to go first. Spoon Tune.
Oh, yeah, spoon.
God damn it, I got to reach for the spoon.
Are these games?
Super Meat Boy.
Chad wins the Super Meat Boy.
Man. Why is your phone so quiet?
Who does the shot?
Big Ops. Gotta do something.
TJ!
TJ!
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. TJ, pound that! Does that mean TJ's next?
Sure.
For Spoon Tune?
I'm next either way.
It's only fun. Yeah, it goes clockwise.
Yeah, it goes clockwise. Alright, TJ.
Oh, I gotta hold this shit.
TJ's
too.
Head?
Spoon Tune.
Jerry's
the only one who knows Final Fantasy
shit. It's a gay Final Fantasy game that no one cares about. Seven.
What spot?
Seven. Okay. I don't know.
He's got all seven, right?
That goes to Facebook.
I said seven!
Gold Saucer?
It's from Final Fantasy 7?
You can't
seven?
Do that. It goes to Facebook.
Oh, I should have bought the Easter egg song.
So
how about forgetting the game and not the spot? Dan doesn't have to drink it for...
I'll take a drink anyway because it's my birthday!
All right, fair enough.
Dan. Oh, you don't have any spoon tune.
By the way, that was my easiest one. So
guys, we can't really be doing that. If none of us can get it, then it goes to Facebook.
I mean, I thought so.
Dan got it though.
Yeah, don't spoil it. If
so, just the game.
Well, I thought we were doing the spot.
Chad
as well.
Said just Meat Boy. I said just Final Fantasy, and then I said Final Fantasy VII.
I just seen that.
I'll allow it.
What are you doing over there?
I see. I got my tune ready.
I see. Did you guys hear it?
Okay, Tim, you want to do one of yours?
I see the picture. Hold
on. Tim, you can do one now. All right, might as well let Chad do his.
You giving it up?
I seen Chad's picture of his tune.
Here's my spoon tune.
Put it into the mic.
Yeah. I'm seeing it right now.
I'm seeing it as well.
Don't look at it. Tim can't guess.
Tim's out.
Tim's out. Spoon.
Take it away.
Here, do it.
No, it's gone.
I wasn't going to say anything anyway.
Tim, you're up next. What's your spoon tune?
Hold on. I hear nobody look at his phone.
I hear your process.
Stop looking at the phone.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
WCW percent of your.
Damn it! Oh, I knew it.
Son of a bitch.
Are you serious?
It is revenge? It is revenge.
That's a shot for everybody.
Riff.
Why is it a shot for everybody?
That's, come on.
That was meta right there.
That's. I knew it as soon as I heard it. I'm like, where do I know that from?
It clicked in that it was
I knew
a
everybody
game.
Knew it, but it's both like.
I got
it's one.
One
that lists in your head.
So I probably would have needed like 10 more seconds to be like, it's a wrestling game.
I got one. Don't look.
Damn it.
The eShop. No, the Mii Maker thing.
You got it.
Spoon Tune!
That was close.
I don't think that you should be able to grab the spoon and then think
I know,
about what
I know,
it is.
I know, I know, I know. You're right. You're totally right. You're totally right.
Well, hold on. You risk losing Zelda. And taking a shot if you get it wrong.
Yeah,
so.
You do risk losing.
Still.
There's no risk, though.
You that was a shot for you and a shot for somebody else.
Me and Tim.
This is what's making that fun, though. Like,
me and Tim.
We need the
But wait a minute. I got it right. It's because I...
You got it wrong and then right.
Fine. The person who...
Oh, I did, yeah.
Hold on.
Right. I said... I shouldn't have said eShop.
We're changing the rules.
He's pissed.
The person whose song it is...
Look out.
...will count 3 seconds for that person to answer. And if you don't answer within those 3 seconds, you're wrong.
Alright, fair enough. All right, I'll do my next one.
Can we take out a couple beers, though? Or anything? What do we got?
Yes. Here's your beers.
Here's your beers.
But I really want to do just
thanks, Dan.
I got one more. Or I got two more, but... alright, let's do this one. Did you see it?
No.
Alright.
I know it's Metroid.
Three,
Super
four.
Metroid something, yes.
It's Prime.
No, you got it wrong. It's Prime.
Metroid.
That was Dan's rule that we all agreed on. I started counting as soon as he grabbed the spoon.
I was panicking. He's got a countdown.
Oh, you have to grab
it. Tim was just wrong. That was it. I knew it was Prime.
Yeah. Metroid Prime.
Ow.
Okay, that's me, right?
Smash it!
And a drink here's.
Yeah. All right, this one's going to the
I
internet.
I want a drink. Can we?
Well, no, sorry, this one's not.
Yeah,
this
is going if nobody knows it, then
you guys know some weird Final Fantasy 2 song.
No, this
you got
easy.
Anything over there? You got anything for Daddy?
Yeah.
Did you guys something
for Daddy? That's the boy.
Nipples, TJ.
Can I have some of that red?
Nope, that's not it. Oh, we for Chad.
That's Majora's Mask. That, what are you doing to my glass?
It's mine now.
Come here. Filling it for you. You're welcome.
I don't want that.
Yeah, why didn't you drink that? Were you like, it's gross?
Look at what's in there. I don't know what the hell that is, but something's
iced
in there.
Iced tea mix.
Yeah.
It's not iced tea. There's no iced tea in this. There's no tea in this.
I think there is tea in
it. It's definitely iced tea mix.
It's not my glasses because
it says it's iced tea, but there's they're not going to filter in the goon.
I got mine reach.
Shake them up.
I have another one in the fridge. The chaos one.
TJ, boys, let's do this.
Chaos.
TJ, spoon tune.
Do you want it?
You guys ready?
Yes.
Yeah, Tim doesn't look ready. All right, Tim, you're going to lose.
Rap of the rapper.
Shit! You! Karate song.
It's the first level.
Now flip the patty.
Birthday boy, you're drinking.
Oh, Jerry.
You're the best. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, chaos.
So, who's got the next one?
It's my favorite kind.
I'd be so happy to win one of these.
Chad, spoon tune.
All right, spoon tune, baby. You guys ready?
I'm so tired.
It's an easy one. Nope. Nope.
Stop showing me the screen.
Shut up. Yep.
What? Oh, it's a movie?
Movies?
Yeah.
You can't do movies in a game without saying anything.
What the fuck am I supposed to do? Game Rack games. Your brains, noobs. Joe did it.
Yeah, I did.
You did a movie?
No, I guessed the movie.
Yeah.
I heard it too, and I knew it was up, but I was like, wait, that's not a game, though.
It's also a game.
Birthday
a game.
Boy, you're drinking.
Up is a game.
Why keep doing this to me?
Oh, no.
Up is a game, and I played it, and it sucked.
I gotta pick a song now.
Wait, it's not your turn again.
I know. I'm holding it for him, though.
You guys ready?
Put it in the speaker.
I will.
So if you want to get it, you just...
Mario Kart.
Wow!
He didn't have the spoon!
I didn't think anybody else would get it because it's very obscure.
No, it's not!
Was anybody else going to get Mario Kart?
Well, I mean,
are you serious?
Okay. By that point, I would have.
Yeah, but the beginning,
guys,
though.
That's the easiest one. Play it right at the beginning. Yeah, are you kidding me?
I listen to it. It's Mario Kart.
That was really good.
Dude. I used to play Mario Kart constantly, and like
I play Mario Kart
and then
a
play
lot.
The theme,
or I
like,
did anyway.
Okay, I don't remember this. And then they started kicking in. I'm like, oh, okay.
I have my last spoon tune here.
I immediately knew.
Actually, this one was a bit. This one was a bit tricky because there's lyrics.
Got a badass over here.
Sorry.
So I've got a version without lyrics that I'm gonna play first. If nobody can guess it, then I'll start the song over after 15 seconds.
Okay.
So extra props if you get it without the lyrics.
Still alive.
Still alive, yeah. I mean, you got it with points.
Nice.
Let's, just to help
that
everybody
was
out.
Really easy.
Just to help everyone out. What do you mean, really easy?
I could be getting it then.
With,
I was gonna be there. I was, like, 2 seconds away.
Yeah.
Stop rubbing your nipples with my spoon. This was a
triumph. That was the best.
I've shown people this, though, on YouTube. That's why I enjoy it. Huge success.
This song gets so awesome, man. I'm really kind of sad that somebody got it so early. Maybe we'll close the episode with it.
I think you should.
Okay, this is probably another one that only Jerry's going to get, if anything.
So, did your last one go to the net?
No.
Who got it?
You got it. Parappa.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and you guys got the first one.
I'll save my last one if you want. It's really hard to get.
Sure.
Okay, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Jet Moto.
Is it really?
It is.
Wow.
And you know what?
Good for you.
You don't need the level for that one because I don't even know. It's just a level. One of the races.
I gotta be honest with you.
You saw his phone.
I guessed. No, I guessed based on the fact that it was your song.
I knew it. Yeah, PlayStation 1. You guys are all Wave Race guys. And I Jet Moto.
You've talked about Jet Moto before, so
yep,
I'm like,
yep.
This is dead air. I gotta take a chance.
That was a bold move, yeah. It's it was one of those.
Turn your fucking Jet Moto.
Oh, easy killer.
Sorry, TJ. What? Whoa, easy killer. I mean, how many more of these we got? We got one more and then the one for the internet.
Give me a second. You guys ready?
Chad, spoon tune.
Take the spoon out of my hand. And 3, 2, 1, yep.
Oh, Kingdom for Kathleen.
Yep.
Did you ever play that?
No, I just Chad loves Chad that loves song.
Favorite song. Jonah's six shots.
It's on me.
Yeah, who's drinking?
Very easy.
All right, hold up, Tim. Spoon tune.
I know. Hold on.
Raise your tune.
Getting ready.
Spoon.
Cheers.
Golden Eye. Oh. Come on, guys. What the fuck is this?
Until I heard the shing, it was.
I had to say, I had to cut out at the beginning because it was like. I'm like, okay, they're going to get that instantly.
The main theme.
All right, Tim. This one's for the internet. So
this one's for the internet, boys. You see what it's called? Take a look.
I'm not going to look. I want to guess.
Well, don't guess on. Don't.
You can't I'm not going to say it. I want to think. See if I can get it myself.
All right, all right.
So what does the winner have to do in order to.
Post on.
First person to guess the song gets a copy of You're in the Movies and a couple All Range Mode stickers.
Send us your address. Ooh, nice. Actually, we'll send you our address.
Alright, a one, a two, a three, let's go!
I think I know what it is, but
I know what it is. This is easy.
Allie's that easy!
Alright, turn it off. They've had enough. So there you go. First person to mention. The title of the game that song is in.
If you mention the title of the game and say something positive about the podcast.
Yeah, right.
Like, Dan is the gayest.
Do we want to do the compliment game? Dan, are we doing compliment game or no?
Sure, it's my birthday. Hit me.
I don't know, I haven't really prepared anything, to be honest.
Yeah.
Hate me.
Sorry.
Dan,
you know I love you.
Segment out.
Hey.
Oh. Joe's the only one that shows the fucking...
Dan, I never have a bad time when I hang out with you.
Yeah, you know we love your black ass.
And you have a lot of patience for our drunkenness. Because I know I've slapped you when I got really drunk. And you probably should have hit me. And you didn't.
Yeah. I remember those days.
I've had a lot of patience for your drunkenness when you tried to beat my ass in the streets of Toronto.
That's also true. Well, with that, we're going to go celebrate Mr. Dan's birthday.
It's me.
Yep. So I think that's All Range Mode out. My name is Joe.
I'm Jeffy.
Me is Chad.
And Timmy.
And I guess the birthday boy,
and me,
and
Emily, and Jerry.
Somebody say more.
Out.
Me.
You cocky little hooray!